system?
Yeah, they're going
like
to
for
do
real.
It. Yeah, yeah, for August Massenet.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Oh my god.
Are we back live again?
Yeah, I think we are.
Alright, can you get the preview monitor for starters, right? Basically, we are live, right?
Yeah, but you wanted the preview.
So basically, I spoke to a woman at Airlander, and the conversation was actually really funny because I was just being a dick. But basically, I spoke to a woman at Airlander. I don't know when we blue screened. But basically, I said that we've got a missing person child at the at Airlander. And then she said, okay. And I said, yeah. And then I said, you know, he's traveling alone and we're a bit worried about him because we arranged for a driver, Apollo, to pick him up from City Terminalen. And he hasn't arrived in 3 hours. And we're very concerned because he has special needs. And she was like, oh. And she was like, how old is this child? And I said, I was like, 20. I couldn't stop laughing.
I think I actually,
but I said
I actually expect
I covered my story because I said yes. Well, he's more like a child because you know, special needs, but we don't need to go into it. And we can't find him, and he hasn't got a phone. And we normally fly him with someone else. So he flew from America to Netherlands with somebody. But then he got delayed and had to wait 8 hours and flew in by himself. So we're very concerned. And so she was like, okay. And she's like, what's the name? August Massenet. And I was like, yeah. And right. So they're doing a PA announcement in English, expecting her special needs.
I was about to ask. I actually can't expect a kid with special needs or a guy with special needs now.
Someone's going to walk up like, yeah, I'm August Massenet. And they're going to be like,
oh, come here, you little thing.
And they'll be like, really? And hopefully he's really docile and tired from traveling that they won't suspect that he doesn't have special needs. But basically they're passing on a message that someone with special needs at the age of 20 that's traveled by themselves needs to call this number. And the thing is, I did the whole conversation and you guys would have laughed so hard because I trying to keep it together really bad and I started laughing and then I just started coughing to actually cover the laughter to be like, oh, sorry about that. And basically, and how old is he?
Dude, 20. I mean...
But basically, they're passing it on to the PA system. They're going to announce in English that August Massenet needs to come to the PA system.
And they're going to expect a kid with special needs.
No, they're expecting someone with 20 with special needs. Because I said he's more like
mentally
a kid.
Disabled.
Yeah, mentally disabled.
I feel bad for the actual people who are mentally disabled. And I mean, no offense, guys, sorry, but...
And the thing is, I hope we're not going to get in trouble, but Sandler is a bit special needs, though. He is special needs because he needs fucking 5 people to help him get from the airport, which is 40 fucking minutes away from the house you live in. 40 fucking minutes, and we haven't seen him in 3 hours, and he landed at 7, and all we did
so
was make a fucking phone call.
When we get Semler...
He
we
is
so
special
need,
fucking needs.
When we get Semler, we so need to get him on this desk and hear his side of the story, because... Better fucking be one amazing story,
like,
man.
How can you not get home from an airport 40 minutes away from where you fucking live? And even if he got a taxi could pay for the taxi when he arrives. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He could have done that. Fucking special needs. So I'm not lying. I'm not going to court over this. Airlander announcing for August Massenet, special needs 20-year-old, flown by himself to come to the desk if he's still at the fucking airport and... He goes there, and we've given him a number that he can ring. So,
God,
we've solved this.
I'm telling you, man, he better have one epic story for all this when he comes back. Otherwise, so basically, now we all we have to do is like wait, see if they get back to us. Basically. Right. But I mean, if he managed to call once, why didn't he do it again?
Yeah.
What happened? Did
like
he run out of money or what?
Once.
Yeah. He ran out of money, maybe, or what?
From a public phone, maybe didn't have money for.
You can ask somebody to help
you. It'd be so funny if he's like hitchhiking his way home.
But, and how did he get your number? Another question.
He called Caroline from the public phone and asked for
money. So he called the girl first.
Yeah, he called Caroline. And then
he got your number.
Got his number.
He called you.
Him. He didn't answer because he started producing the show.
And what did she say?
She said to me that she's like, oh, she was actually wearing some, no wait, she said,
focus.
She said that Semler called roughly about 8 o'clock, okay. Like an hour or so ago when we called her, and said, can I have Weppers' number? I'm at Erlanda Airport. Apollo has been sat at fucking Terminalen for 2 hours. No, more. Yeah, he's been sat there for two and a half hours. We called KLM. They wouldn't give us the information because we didn't have his booking number. We tried to get into his PC to find his details and get hold of, of his dad that booked Semler's flights. I just called Erlanda and said there's a special needs kid loose in the airport and needs to come to the desk because we can't find him.
Yeah. All right.
And basically...
So if he could call the girl and he called Weppas, why didn't he do it again?
I'm surprised that...
Why didn't he call me? Why didn't he call...
Because...
You.
The first thing that Semler would have done when he came back home was to get on Skype and talk to Caroline.
How would he get on Skype?
When he got home. I mean, the first thing he would have done when he, if he got back
home. I just don't understand how someone...
to get on Skype and
How old is fucking Semler?
23.
Yeah, 20 fucking 3 years old. How can he not turn up at an airport and get to fucking... Like, even if you have no money, right? Let's say he went out to America and he blew all his fucking money, right? You go into the bus, and you go, hey... I'm really, really sorry, but...
No, you just take a taxi, like you said.
It home. Don't even take a taxi. You can blag your whole way home.
Yeah, you, but the you buses go into the bus. In Sweden are fucked up.
No, you go to the bus, and then you use your card, right? And then it doesn't work, and you'll be like, oh my God, it should work. I need to get on this bus, And you know it's going to get... No, you will easily get a free bus trip, because they're like, who gives a fuck, get on. And just be really polite. Just be like, I'm really sorry. This is the only card I have, and it doesn't seem to work in Sweden. I don't have any cash. And then you say that, and someone else in the bus will be like, I can lend you 80 krona, or the bus driver will let you on. I get on for free for buses all the time, because I've done that a lot. Like, seriously, I did it in Sweden, where I knew I had a card that didn't work. And basically, they use electronic cards. So when I used to travel up when I was down in Ulricehamn, I used to take the bus and I used to use my only card. I used to take all my other cards out of my wallet and then put it in the machine. It didn't work. And then I was like, this is my only card and I need to get here because I'm flying back to England. If I miss this bus, you know, I won't be able to get... And they're like, oh, okay, you can just come on for free. It's fine. So I did it. Easy. Yeah. Then when you get to the city Terminalen... Apollo would have been there.
Yeah.
So you only had to make one lie to get home. But if you wanted additional lies to get home...
Oh, God. I'm just like, I don't know. I want to hear your story. I'm like so excited to hear your story. It's like, I feel like we can almost make a movie out of it. Like a movie script. Yeah. This is how good it better fucking be, man. Because, I mean, we had everything, man. We had like turnovers, like drama, like, you know, unexpected shit. We had like special needs kids, you know, whatever. Yeah. So I don't know.
But the only reason I got that idea, by the way, to do that with the card, because one time I went on a bus, used the card that had money on it, and it broke their machine.
Oh, we got so many people watching.
And then I broke the card machine on the bus, so everybody after me got a free ticket. And everyone was super happy. And I was like, fuck yeah. I'm going to break machines in the future. And I just made sure I had no money on one of my cards.
Yeah, I know.
And so anyway, still missing Semler.
You've got your phone on. Can your phone be rung? Like,
yeah,
because you said it had some issues with the.
I don't know if she's gonna make the announcement of a special needs 20-year-old kid because I think she might have like thought I'm a dick.
Yeah,
but, maybe she thought you were like a dick and a troll, and she was like, "Yeah, fuck this, I'm not even."
Yeah,
gonna
but it's
make
only
the
an announcement. August Massenet is one announcement. I gave her my real name as well, and I'm not scared if Erlanda want to take me to court for saying he's special needs. I said he's a kid. 20-year-old's basically a kid.
23, but
yeah, but
I'm gonna try and ring you just to see if your phone works, Weppers. Gotta be sure.
Right, Weppers' phone works, but you better hang up because otherwise
we're gonna miss the
Semler
call.
Could be finding it at the same time.
I hung up.
I wonder if the camera's working.
Should we ring Apollo? Where are you getting all these links?
About that movie.
From the chat.
Where are you getting these links?
From the chat.
All right, I want to bring it up on stream.
Holy mother of God!
You have it?
Wait.
Oh
where?
God!
Where is it?
It wasn't shut.
I think I've lost.
Wait, I have it.
You linked that terminal thing. You should link it again.
You just link me on.
If you can.
Skype.
Oh my God! I know, just. Yeah, I think I think someone linked it now.
Yeah.
You have it? I have it here. No, that's a different one.
What the fuck is
one.
This?
Are you on Skype or something?
Get the other one.
I've got
it's
lots.
Islam and XAL something in the link.
All right. Yeah, I got it. Here we go.
So good.
August Matinet in The Terminal. Special Needs Edition. Life is Waiting. Actually, this is very appropriate to what he wears. He does wear these shoes. He actually does with no socks on.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking disgusting. I don't get it. I just don't get how you can't get home.
I don't know either.
He's 40 minutes away. Can we ring Apollo and ask him if he's got any updates?
He's coming back, I said. I
our man
Apollo
out on
back.
The field.
I know, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be like stranded on the airport. And it's going to be like, hey guys, can someone come pick me up? I've been here for like 4 hours and I'm like starving and stuff. Like, come on guys, come on, please. And we're just going to be like, Semler, get a fucking taxi, come to the house. Nobody's coming to Orlando. And be like, end of story. But I want to hear his story, like his version. It's going to be really fun.
Finding Nemo one is great as well.
Yeah, let's see. Apollo should be almost home, I think. I think I hear a girl. Oh, God.
This is hilarious.
I'm really sorry you missed my phone call with the Atlanta people.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice little highlight for me.
No, I think
back.
He's home. He just...
All right.
Apollo's home.
Apollo! Apollo!
Let's hear from the guy who had to wait for him 3 hours in a parking lot.
Apollo!
I messed up so much.
We can't call Semler's
yeah,
mom.
Actually,
we don't have her number.
Because
we have no contact with Spanish.
Webpaz was meant to pick up Apollo, and you were late. Oh. Yeah.
It was like a
and
chain reaction, right?
Apollo, come down here.
Come down.
We're on a show live. It's the Finding Semler show.
Where is he?
Yeah, where is he?
Exactly.
Well, come down and we'll tell you the updates. You in a bad mood?
I'm just tired.
Well, do you want to come on camera? No. We can put the camera on Webpaz and you can be in your little bars. Basically, Semler apparently, right? So how long have you waited for him now? It's like 3 hours, yeah? Yeah, so you've waited a couple of hours. Basically, Semler landed at the airport. And then roughly about, we think, 50 minutes to the hour of 8 from a payphone situated in the east side of Terminal 4 at Airlanda, Semler made a 1 minute, 20 second phone call to Caroline, his girlfriend, asking specifically for Weppers' number. This is the best we know. Once getting Weppers' number, he then proceeded to phone Weppers from the same payphone in the east wing of Terminal 4. And Webpaz started producing the show roughly around the same time. And there was a missed phone call at 8:10 on Webpaz' phone. And basically, that was Semler from the payphone. So you were waiting at City Terminalen, which is the center of Stockholm. Semler was at the terminal. And since then, we've moved heavens and earth to try and find him. We phoned KLM. Asking, but we didn't have his booking number, so we tried contacting his father, who did the booking. You phoned... Who did you phone?
Orlando.
You phoned Airlander, and they don't have any record of him. We then phoned Airlander and claimed that there was a special needs boy lost that we were meant to pick up and we can't find, going by the name of August Massenet, and they should do a PA system announcement in English to bring him over... a 20-year-old boy, and basically they're doing a PA announcement, unless they think I was too much of a prick.
As we speak,
and
hopefully.
Then Semler should, if he's still there, go to the desk, the information desk, and then phone Weppers' number. So basically, if he is 23 years old, hasn't managed to move from Airlanda after landing at 7:20, he's either having the time of his life and he's just not used to airports, and he's just going around all the shops and having a great time. And he's still at the fucking airport. Or he's not managed to even make it to City Terminalen where you were, but he also hasn't managed to make it home. So within 3 hours, Semler has achieved zero. Yeah. So
there you go. That's the update.
And Apollo has come home, and he's even more annoyed. Yeah. Well, he's actually tired, but
yeah, he's tired. Yeah.
Because the thing is, Wepaz was
waiting at the terminal,
and it all spawns back. The whole story spawns back to Wepaz, where basically Wepaz didn't wake up in time to pick up Apollo, which then put Apollo in a bad mood. You put Apollo in a bad mood. You know you did. Apollo's in a bad mood.
Yeah,
Apollo texts Trance and said, "Hey, why aren't you here?" And Trance is like, "We ain't even fucking taxi company." And then guess what? Trance was in a bad mood. Trance then comes to me at my desk while I'm working and tells me to go tell people to give us some fucking money. And I shout at Trance and say, "Shut the fuck up and don't ever mention money again to me, because I can't just demand money from fucking people." So then Trance got in a bad mood.
What?
A worse mood. Trance then went to his room and said, "Fuck this shit, I'm not working then, I'm going to go play video games." Trance went to his room, ordered a copy, or pre-ordered a copy of Battlefield 3. He then proceeded to play video games and decided that he would not produce the show that he normally produces. So, Wepaz decided that he would produce the show with me instead of Trance. And so Wepaz had to produce the show.
Back to Wepaz, man.
Yeah, Wepaz produced the show. And while he did that, Apollo then had to go pick up Semler. So Wepaz on the show. Wepaz on the show, not picking up the phone. Trance. Now we lost our only contact. Apollo's out in the middle of waiting for 2.5 hours. We've wasted a lot of time on this show, right? Because you put him and all from you not waking up in time to pick Apollo up from the airport. You've killed, because he could only be presumed dead after 3 hours of not being found. You've killed Semler. Oh, Wepaz, you're a fucking murderer. All because you didn't wake up. You woke up an hour late to pick up Apollo. And that string of whole fucking events happened. I've solved the mystery.
Look at your picture and shit.
Wepaz is the culprit. Semler was killed at the airport with a candlestick.
I can't, the chair is going too fast, man.
By Wepaz, the butler.
Oh my god!
I've got to click the link. I've got it up on my PC.
That was just said. I killed
the record. Holy shit. Oh my god. The picture.
But basically, Wepaz, you've been caught red-handed. You planned this whole thing from the beginning, Wepaz. You planned the whole thing from the beginning, Wepaz. You kept everybody up late at the studio yesterday, so we would all be tired. So we wouldn't wake up before you. Because had we woken up before you, Wepaz, we would have woken you up to go get him. So you made us stay up late and play Dota with an initiative.
Oh, God.
So no one would wake you up in the morning, Wepaz. And you would have got away with it, Wepaz. It was genius. But not today.
This picture, dude, is so fucking good.
You're going down.
It's so good.
20 to 10 in the pen, Wepaz. What?
Oh, my God. I actually feel bad for Apollo. We're having the time of our lives here.
Apollo is literally
and
was sat
poor kid
in a,
is like, yeah, waiting
sat
for him
in a
3 hours.
Our man on the field. He literally just stood at the top of the stairs and was like, no.
Oh God.
I'm tired.
I think he's gonna laugh when he watches the VOD.
But I must say, I really loved your train of thought there.
No, backtracking
everything. I know it makes sense. It makes sense. I'm not.
Because you would have been on the show if you weren't pissed off, right?
Yeah, probably. Yes, I'm not contesting it.
And you wouldn't have been so pissed off if Apollo was picked up and you didn't get a text pissing you off.
Yeah,
and then taken up. It works.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. It's like I'm not contesting.
Wepaz is a fucking murderer, mate.
Yeah. Wepaz.
He's a fucking criminal mastermind.
Wepaz, you're sentenced to playing LOL from now on. That's your sentence.
Worse than
carry
death.
It on.
Oh shit, Darren linked something. I didn't have my phone on silent, so you can hear. You can hear my phone ringing at the first.
Yeah, beginning. Yeah, I know. Yeah, at the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
So we can actually hear. Oh yeah, I heard your phone ring as well when we were live on the show at the beginning.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And you purposely made sure we had your number, didn't you? So you wouldn't answer. It just all adds up.
I wonder if that woman actually made the PA announcement. I pray to God she did, and she didn't take it as a joke because of the way you phrased it.
I could ring her back and ask if they found special needs August. Yeah, at 7:30 into the show, when we started 10 minutes late.
Yeah, I heard
the phone rang.
So it all
so at 8:20, at 8:17. 8:17 was when the phone call was made to Wepaz, and 8:10 was when she phoned Caroline.
Yeah, true.
So what was he doing in those... No, okay.
I don't think you want to know. Oh, God.
Let's ask for CC... We're going to have to request CCTV cameras footage from Erlander.
Somebody says, what are the odds Semler's with the girl getting laid? Yeah. You guys are getting all the, you know, all the slack for it. There are pretty good odds, mate. I'll have to admit that.
I think we need to just stop the show, to be honest. Oh, and just be like, you know, wait for him to come home. Because I actually am meant to be, if Gunn runs in the show, I'm meant to be in the NetDev meeting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. You had a meeting at 10, right? Yeah, I had a meeting at 10. But this should have a proper ending when once we get Semler on the show. We need to hear his side of the story.
Yeah. There's a meeting right now and I'm going to be in it.
We can have McCormick on.
Nah.
You can go up to the meeting.
Hey guys, call Arlanda one last time. See what if they're done with the PA. I don't know.
Nah. She said like if he came to the PA, he would call. He's somewhere in Stockholm.
Meeting in 30 minutes, he said. So
oh,
it's not
in
now.
30 minutes. Okay.
Okay. But no call is coming, man. So what are we going to do? Give me the number.
Caroline was so worried when I rang it earlier.
Phone. Yo, Wepas. Hmm? Give me your phone for a second. I want to try that number again.
What number? The payphone?
Yeah.
The payphone? Yeah, sure. Hmm. 1 second.
Should we call the police? That would be so bad.
Zero,
no,
eight.
So not yet, I think.
08.
Yeah.
66.
66.
18.
18.
847.
847.
People are tweeting me, calling me a murderer.
You are a criminal mastermind, Wepaz.
You are.
Only Sherlock and Watson could crack this case.
The phone is actually ringing.
Yeah.
Did it rang for you?
No, it didn't ring for me. Because his phone was fucked up. Are you talking to some Swedish person?
Yeah, hey. What the hell?
What the fuck?
Hey, is anybody there? Wait. Yeah, hey, sorry, is English okay? Excuse me, hello? Yeah, hey, is English okay? Okay, great. Sorry, we had a phone call from this number about 2 hours ago. We're guessing it's one of our friends who is stuck in the airport. I'm not sure, is this a public phone in the airport? Oh, sorry, then where did I just call? Because we had somebody call us from this number 2 hours ago. I am a friend of the person who probably called us from this number.
Who was it then? So then he didn't call me.
No. No. Wait.
Oh, this is a home. Wepas, did you just give me? Sorry, excuse me for 1 second.
I don't know who it is.
You gave me the wrong number.
Yeah.
So I gave you the right number.
Okay, I'm sorry. This was a confusion. We probably have the wrong number. Yeah, excuse me. Have a nice evening.
No.
Bye.
No, but the thing is...
Wepas, you're not only a murderer, you're also a liar.
No, I can solve this. I can solve this because, actually, we didn't give you the wrong number. It was me. Because when he gave me the number... Give me your phone.
That was the number.
No, I just called somebody's house,
give
man.
Give me your phone.
And they're like, who is this? And there's a kid in the background. And I'm like, our friend is lost in an airport. And I could hear a kid crying and stuff. I'm like, what?
Wait. Oh, where was it?
Today, 8:12. Missed call.
Then why did you assume it was Semler?
Because who was that number?
Number from
who was that number that called?
That was the number that he called.
That's the number that who called?
I have no idea.
No, wait, wait, no, fuck you, because no, it doesn't sync up with Chance's number. Think about this, Wepaz, right? Basically, when
what
we gave... Shut the fuck up!
Do you want to call again?
Right,
and
no,
talk
it's the wrong fucking number. Look, it's the wrong number, idiots. Because basically, Chance took the first half of the number down.
No, he just...
Chance,
he gave me the whole number.
No, give me your phone.
What the fuck is this?
It's not that number, Chance. You rang that number. You should have been ringing this number.
I don't even know.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but that's what Wepaz gave me. So he probably...
Wepaz, give me your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Wepaz,
right.
No, give me your phone.
Call the other one.
Give me your phone.
Yeah, it's the wrong number.
I want to check the number.
What number?
Give me your phone, Wepaz.
Yeah.
What are you going to call? I got, like, secret numbers, private numbers. I can't
No,
the number that you...
Go with the most recent, right?
Right.
The one at 8 o'clock.
You see this one?
He gave me just this number, which is wrong, yeah.
He just gave you that number, and it was actually that number you were meant to call. That's the public payphone.
Yeah.
No, that's Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait. Going down to 8, 12, 08, it was the payphone. So,
but no, it's not a payphone, it's somebody's house.
So who the fuck was ringing you?
And why did you assume it was similar?
Because you said...
I didn't say anything.
Because we called to Caroline.
And
so, because he called...
Oh, new twist.
But the thing is
Caroline the new killer?
Caroline has tried to kill Semler. No, wait. So wait a minute. That phone,
oh
that number phones
God,
you.
Just shoot me
right?
That.
Okay.
And that's someone I can't know. I don't know.
You don't know. But the thing is, they had a kid, right? And sometimes kids just pick up
phones. It was a family. It was a house in Sweden. A family.
But sometimes kids just pick up phones and just press buttons, don't they?
Yeah.
That would be a really weird series of events if that kid from the house rang you.
Come on,
Phone number into the Swedish
call them.
Database. We're putting their phone number in the Swedish database.
I think it's somebody
who
knows
who they were.
Most likely. Otherwise, they wouldn't have called
because
you.
Because Semler only had Wepaz's number from Caroline.
Yeah, I looked the number up and I don't recognize the name. So.
You don't recognize him?
Are you fucking kidding me? Could this actually
a
be
twist?
Holy fucking shit! If this is, are you kidding me?
So it wasn't my fault.
This is episode 2 of Finding Summer. This is where we cut the show off because everyone's like, "But who was it on the phone?" And it's perfect at the end of a series, you know, where like where you think you know what's happening, and then all of a sudden.